Hey, Julian, listen to this. The bosses at Cambridge 105 Radio, they're giving us an extra 30 minutes.
Lucy, I've always liked them.
That means there's more time for community interviews.
And more about local entertainment and theatre.
And there's more time for requests on Jukebox Friday.
Join us for Cambridge Breakfast, weekdays on Cambridge 105 Radio, from 7 to 9.
30.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
A Cambridge-based partnership which spearheads health programmes in resource-poor communities across the globe has won a cash injection towards more life-saving work. Cambridge Global Health Partnerships, which is part of Addenbrooke's Charitable Trust, has been awarded £75,000 towards an initiative in Uganda by the Department of Health and Social Care's Fleming Fund. Sophie Ward is CGHP Programme Officer and joins us live this morning. Good morning, Sophie.
Morning.
Good morning. Right, well, let's start. If you want to tell us what you'll be able to do with the funding.
Yeah, absolutely. So no, it's fantastic news for us. We're really excited. So this is kind of building off a pre-established partnership that we already have with Malago National Referral Hospital in Kampala, Uganda. And so it's going to be based around training, capacity building, and it's really a two-way relationship. So mm-hmm. it's about learning that's also going to be brought back to Cambridge University Hospitals, which is really exciting.
So it's
well.
Kind of two-way traffic there.
It really is. Yeah. Yeah, it really is. And that's something that we really want to stress as well, that yes, it's about developing kind of antimicrobial stewardship over in Uganda. And
Hang on a moment. I didn't take a medical degree, so you're going to have to explain this one to us. My mother thinks she does, by the way, but that's just based on a Reader's Digest health guide. So explain, what was that?
So the programme is focused on antimicrobial stewardship, such a mouthful. So there has been an increase in drug-resistant infections, which is predicted to kind of increase exponentially over the next 35 years. So that's what this programme is centred on. So we're going to be looking at that specifically within the obstetric unit at Malago National Referral Hospital, because it's kind of, we've identified that for a large number of pregnant ladies in that particular hospital, that infections are particularly prevalent. And so really kind of trying to work on improving antimicrobial resistance
and infections. Is that a variation on the thing that we're told over here sometimes, when so many people have been in the past taking antibiotics that it just doesn't work? And that's having an impact not just in the Western world, but in down into Africa as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's global. And this is something that I think we really need to be thinking about and really need to be tackling, and it's one of the kind of key focus points for the Chief Medical Officer Sally Davies, who's obviously coming to Cambridge soon. It's a real hot topic for her as well. So I think there's been a study recently which has shown that kind of this, there's about 700,000 deaths a year globally which relate to antimicrobial resistance, and that this is just going to increase possibly to about 10 million over the next 35 years. So it's a real problem and it's global. Yeah.
How many people will be coming from Cambridge, the Cambridge University? Yeah. Now, when one describes Cambridge University Hospitals, one sometimes wonders if those people who are actually listening to us actually know what we mean. But it's it's Addenbrooke's. It can
it's
be Papworth as well, can it, soon as well?
Hopefully soon, but yeah, also including the Rosie.
Yeah, of course.
The individuals that are going to be coming out to Uganda, there'll be about 10 approximately. Mm-hmm. It's the team size, but that also includes Cambridge Global Health Partnerships team as well. And this is going to be kind of infectious disease consultants, pharmacists, nurses, so a real broad range of people. But then we're also hoping to host a visit back here.
Oh, right.
So we'll have delegates from Uganda coming over, and that'll be later in the year. So. Mm-hmm.
How long will they be staying out there for?
So just a week. So we're going to have the first visit probably around kind of, I think it's going to be about June. And that'll be a scoping visit. So going out, having a look, trying to collect some data, seeing where best we can help, and then another visit later on, which will be delivering training, and then a reciprocal visit further on.
So this is very much an ongoing programme,
it really
by the sounds of things.
Yeah, it's a partnership, which is really what we focus on. It's a reciprocal agreement, and often it's really exciting because these partnerships develop into really long-term relationships that go on for a number of years. So, yeah, no, it's for the long term.
How do folks sign up from within the hospital? I'm wondering what, presumably by the sounds of things, the people who go out there need to be from all levels. It's not just the doctor who's needed. It's going to be everyone from start to finish.
Yeah, multidisciplinary teams are really important. And so we've already identified a team that are going to be going out and that are going to be delivering the training. But I'd really encourage anyone that's interested in what we do to visit our website. And we're getting a new one soon, which is really exciting. But to have a look on www.actforthenumberaddenbrookes.org.uk. And we've got quite a lot of information on there. And you'll also find our email addresses so you can get in contact that
way. Take a little look at that.
And
I know just sticking in Addenbrookes, ACT Addenbrookes,
yes,
normally.
Yes, absolutely.
CGHP. Into Google always does the job.
It does.
Yeah, CGHP, that's the...
CGHP.
Important part of it.
Yeah, it is.
So you were saying that also, as well as the Cambridge going out there, and those would be coming here as well. So what would, I guess you'd be learning from them while they're here?
Absolutely. So it'd be they would be doing kind of a lot of observation.
Right.
And yeah, it would be about mutual learning, because a lot of the staff that end up volunteering and going out and engaging in global health work, they actually come back with an incredible skill set, really, that is hugely beneficial for the NHS. And for patients, you know, whether that's improved resource management, which is clearly very important at the moment, and for the future of the NHS, but a huge raft of skills. They might see a particular case that suddenly presents in Cambridge.
You may not know the answer to this, but it does feel a very Cambridge thing to do this. My doctor's surgery, they will go out to various places for 6 months or wherever, work on some project as well, and come back here. Is it just Cambridge, or is this something which you think might be happening up and down the country?
Well, I think, you know, there's programmes all over the UK which are engaging in this. You know, there's one in London. It really, you know, there's a good number of... partnerships which have also received funding. I think it's about 10, 12 that have received funding through the Fleming Fund for establishing a health partnership.
Is that as in Alexander Fleming, or is that a completely different Fleming altogether?
No, I think that is meant to be where it's...
Mr. Penicillin.
Yes, yeah. I think that's where it's come
right,
from. So, so there are a number of other partnerships which will be involving NHS trusts all over the country. So there's quite a lot going on, and it kind of needs to be shouted about a bit more, because it's amazing.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic work. You wish you were going yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Well, look, Sophie, thank you very much for coming in this morning and telling us all about that. So I'll give you official title, because it gives another opportunity for people to know where to look if they need to find out more. Sophie is CGHP Programme Officer, and that stands for Cambridge Global Health Partnerships. They've got this fund of £75,000 from the Department of Health and Social Care's Fleming Fund, and they can spend it very wisely in Uganda, and also have some people back here in Addenbrookes who we would love to hear from when they arrive back. We want to find out a little bit more about their adventures and the help they've given out there. So, Sophie, thanks very much.
Thank you. Cambridge 105 Radio.